It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. And we've been talking about how a Christian consumes entertainment. And last week we said that every song and movie and book seeks to persuade you of something. And that as we as Christians, we must be actively discerning of what those messages are. But how do we do that? Well, first of all, understanding that every piece of media is trying to persuade you and your children of a certain message, that's the first step. And our job and what we should be training our children to do is to hunt down that message. What message is that particular song really conveying? What's the underlying theme of that blockbuster movie? That binge-worthy show that's on Netflix? What's its ultimate but subtle goal? Watching movies, listening to music, reading books are never neutral events. They make impact. And if we are not message hunters, then those subtle messages might just have more impact on us and our children than we would like for them to have. So once you hunt down the message, teach your children to ask this question about that message. Is the message true? You see, discerning the message is the first part of the observer's job. Is the overall message, the main message of this book I'm reading, this movie I'm watching, this song I'm listening to, is it true? That's the first question that we ask of it. Does it align with what God has revealed in His Word or world as being true? So we have to put the message under the light of truth. If it's a true message, then we can proceed to the next step, which we'll cover next Wednesday. But until then, become a message hunter in what you watch and listen to and read. When you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Creole Cape Verdean broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde, Africa.